From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Scott Simon. Global temperatures are likely to rise 2 to 8 degrees Fahrenheit this century. But those are just yearly averages. Extreme temperatures are likely to rise much more, according to a new study. The study suggests that heavily populated parts of the world, including the middle of the United States, could face heat waves where the temperature soars above 120 Fahrenheit. NPR's Richard Harris has this story on the study and what its findings could mean.
Most of the time, when scientists talk about global warming, they talk about how much the average global temperature will rise. An average includes nights, winters, north, and south.
We looked at the extreme temperatures because those are the temperatures that we really suffer from.
Andreas Sturl and his colleagues are at the Dutch Meteorological Institute, and when they looked at what the highest highs are likely to be at the end of this century, they came back with some oppressive figures. The peak highs in Europe could go from a sweltering 100 degrees up to 110 or 115. And there's even some chance the figure could breach Sahara Desert-style highs in the 120s.
If it's only one day and then it's cool afterwards, it's not a problem. But usually these heat waves, they last some days. And then it's becoming a health problem.
Sturl's study is published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. It finds that by the end of the century, temperatures in the 120s could strike Australia and the American Midwest.
What I'm personally very concerned about is Middle East and northern India. It's a heavy populated area, and it's already very hot there today. But it will become much hotter there. So they will experience in large parts of that areas temperatures that reach 120, 125 degrees Fahrenheit.
At least in the United States, most people can retreat into air conditioning. Michael Greenstone, an environmental economist at MIT, did a study showing, as a result, a rise in summer temperatures would not have that great an impact here. Even agriculture can weather the occasional high heat wave, his studies show. But he says the story's different in India.
And there, it's not very easy for people to turn on the air conditioning or to pick up and move. Just because they don't have as many resources. And my preliminary research on India suggests that the impacts on mortality could be quite dramatic.
Horrible heat waves could lead to mass fatalities, he says. And agriculture is also likely to suffer more in places like India, where it is a large fraction of the economy.
I think what is becoming clear and clear is that the costs of climate change are not going to be spread evenly around the globe. You know, unfortunately, they're going to be concentrated in the countries that are least capable of dealing with them, just due to low income levels.
That means there are really two avenues to pursue in order to prevent massive heat deaths in the coming decades. One is to try to reduce emissions to slow the pace of climate change. The other is to improve the standard of living for people who are poor so they can better cope with the heat.
Changes in temperature are not going to occur overnight, and so there will be a lot of time to adapt.
Adapt, we might, but we may never get used to afternoon high temperatures that are now found only on the planet's hottest deserts. Richard Harris, NPR News.
On our website, you can find a related story about how one group of people has adapted to extreme temperatures. Hear about the nomads of West Africa's Sahel and see pictures at npr.org.